Now let me take a moment for myself.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Because you guys love it when I live my best life like this, okay? Michigan in the Sweet 16 for a fifth.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Straight.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Sweet 16 in basketball, college football, playoffs.
Today's guests, Basketball Hall of Famer Chris Webber, Houston men's basketball coach Kelvin Sampson, writer and director Judd Apatow, plus comedian and actor Adam Ray. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
All right, everybody. Yes, indeed. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. We're here on a very busy Tuesday. On our program, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. I'm getting all of my paperwork in front of me all set up because we've got a four across today. We've got two in-studio guests, two on the phone, and there's you at 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show, NBC Sports on Peacock. We say hello to our NBC Sports Audio Sirius XM audience on Channel 85, our Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio affiliate network, Coast to Coast Odyssey. If you stream us into your ear gate there, we say hello to you. Our podcast listeners on the Cumulus Podcast Network, where all podcasts can be acquired, we say hello to you. YouTube.com/Rich Eisen Show, at Rich Eisen Show, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. In other words, we are flat out unavoidable. And if you don't get us, it's your fault. That's all. How are you, Chris Brockman? How are you over there? Good to see you.
I'm great.
Mikey D is in D's nuts. Yeah. Mike Del Tufo.
How you doing, Rich? Good morning.
How are you? Good to see you. TJ Jefferson, light that candle, sir.
Yes, sir. Hey, Rich, to quote Jay-Z, will I come back like Jordan wearing the 4-5 27 years ago today? Michael Jordan came back to the game of basketball.
Is that right? Number 45 in your program. Number one in your heart?
Yes, indeed. Against the Indiana Pacers.
Okay. Very good. There you go. And then he came the next year is when he really got his sea legs under him.
You know, he had to, like, work out the kinks a little bit.
I knew Michael was just going to be fine when he dropped 55 points on the Knicks in Madison Square Garden. And the last two was a pass to former St. John faithful Bill Wennington to beat the Knicks. I remember that one.
Is that when Wennington said he and Mike combined for 57?
That's right. That's right. Good to see everybody here on this program today. Our four guests are across the landscape of pop culture and sports as well. Very excited to get to all of them. But before we do, is there any team that pulls a quarterback out of their hat quite like the Indianapolis Colts? I have no idea. It was just about a week to 10 days ago where it looked like, okay, Carson Wentz, get out. It's Joe Banner, former league executive and grocery shopper, Philadelphia, and, of course, the Cleveland Browns for a hot minute. As he pointed out, just Carson Wentz, that's now two teams that got rid of him at a cost to them. and so the Colts got rid of him at a cost to them, and everyone's wondering, okay, what's your plan here? And we saw a YOLO plan being to get Deshaun Watson, but the Texans used the old I guess an acronym, the GTFO, right? we're not talking. And then what else could they possibly do? I left the combine saying and hearing that Derek Carr could be one of their YOLO options. And then we all know the Raiders not only kept Carr, but got the best receiver in the game for him in Davante Adams. And then what could the Colts possibly do? Where could they possibly go to get their guy and their guy not only be a viable starter in this league, but one that can actually continue the path that we saw this team on until the last 2 weeks of the season tore them asunder? And the answer is Matt Ryan. How about that? How about the two teams affected by the Deshaun Watson decision to go to where he wants to go and also be wooed by several teams just for the mere fact that there were going to be no criminal charges on him and 22 civil cases hanging over his head still led to a four-team free agency tour, even though he wasn't a free agent, working in concert with a team he told over a year plus ago he was never going to play for again. And so on and so forth. Who would have thought the two teams that would be greatly affected would be the Cleveland Browns, because they not only twitched in his direction, leading to Baker Mayfield to break up with the team before they broke up with him and circle back around, even though they were told they had no chance at him. $230 million guaranteed dollars got them Deshaun Watson, and the other team would be the Atlanta Falcons. two seasons in a row, Matt Ryan sat there and had to sit there quietly because that is his default. There were no Atlanta missives from him. Dear Atlanta missives to break up with them first. But the Colts get Matt Ryan. And that is, as I said yesterday, because we were on the air live, a terrific move. Yes, it does keep the Indianapolis Colts as a Super Bowl threat, as we're seeing him step off the plane on the blue Colts carpet. That is Air Ursay going to pick him up and drop him off in Indianapolis. Right. And Matt looks like he's been a member of the Colts forever in a photograph like that. Like he's never dressed in black and red and black once. He looks terrific and he looks happy. And why not? Why not? He has got a head coach who knows the position. He has got a head coach who clearly has buy-in from management. He's got a general manager who turned Carson Wentz into him. Right now, at the cost of just a third-round draft choice that was their own. They still have the one that's in a better spot in the third round from Washington for Wentz. What a maneuver. What a maneuver. And it's the fifth straight year we're going to see the Colts have a starting quarterback that's different. Andrew Luck, Jacoby Brissett, Phillip Rivers, Carson Wentz, and now Matt Ryan. Doesn't crack, in my mind, the top five best AFC quarterbacks. And I might have to reconfigure them now with Deshaun Watson in there as well. I don't know. I kind of need to hit that one more time. We'll put a pin in that for the moment. Because, Chris, you put me on the spot on this program last week. And you're like, okay, Allen and Mahomes is 1 and 2, 1A, 1B, however you want to see fit. Who are your other three? And I said Burrow, Herbert, and Lamar, leaving Russell Wilson out, causing the ire to come my way from Broncos fans and even Seattle fans who are like, what are you talking about? Even though he's not their quarterback anymore. Now Deshaun Watson's there. Now Matt Ryan is there. And that is huge. Absolutely huge. And the Colts, without a doubt, in my mind, can make a Super Bowl run if Ryan is upright, supported by that run game that is an MVP runner, if there are no injuries, if he is, again, protected, if the Colts do get some good pass catchers for him. Yes, the Colts can with that defense, even though they lost their defensive coordinator to the head coaching spot in Chicago. I think they can make a nice run in the division. They can win it, and we'll see what happens once games get played. Because, as you know, Matt Ryan has taken a team to the Super Bowl before, and unfortunately, I'll mention again, has taken a 25-point lead in it. So, what a move by the Colts. An upgrade at the position. Yes, it cost them treasure last year, and they will watch the Eagles draft in their position in the first round this year. Once that's over, guess what? Matt Ryan's their guy, and we'll see what happens. Great move. Well done. A+. Love it. And then now is the question of where's Baker Mayfield going to go? Here's the short answer. I don't know. Here's the long answer. Right now, as we're sitting here, and I just mentioned how things can quickly change because it looked like the Colts were completely dead in the water without a quarterback. And their guys on the bench right now are Sam Ellinger, and James Morgan. They've never completed a pass in the NFL, and the Colts love, you know, their Texas Longhorn at the backup spot. So now they've got two more years with Matt Ryan to keep him percolating, watering and fertilizing him. But I don't know. As it currently looks like right here, I think Mayfield, if Seattle doesn't come and get him, if Seattle doesn't come and get him right now, I don't know if Mayfield's going to even have a spot in another team. I think he's going to sit in limbo through the draft.
Ooh, good chance, right?
Honestly, folks, I spent a good portion of the prep time for this program, which is very steep and voluminous for me. Looking at all the other quarterback spots in the NFL, and with Jameis getting a gig in New Orleans, clearly they're paying him 2 years and $28 million, a good portion of it guaranteed, and Mariota signing in Atlanta, right? And he knows Arthur Smith's system when they were with Tennessee together. And with clearly Deshaun Watson taking Baker's spot in Cleveland and with Matt Ryan taking the spot in Indianapolis, Seattle's the only spot where they could take him and let him compete with Drew Lock and see what happens. Outside of that, I think everybody else is going to sit there and see what comes out of the draft. And if they need Baker, then go in Baker's direction then. And for Cleveland, you know what? I know Cleveland Browns fans are maybe thinking that Baker should just, that they're done with him, obviously. But you also, Cleveland needs a trade partner for him where I wouldn't offer more than a four for him right now. They got to get rid of him. They've got to send him somewhere. Where is he going to go? Even like someplace like the Giants. Let's just throw the Giants out there. Where Daniel Jones was hurt at the end of the year last year and his neck might not be, you know, healed enough in time, let's just say, for the season. They got Tyrod Taylor. Yeah. Which, as we know, Browns fans know, was the quarterback standing in his way for the first couple of weeks after he got drafted. As Hugh Jackson was sticking with Tyrod Taylor. But there's Tyrod Taylor there. What about in Miami, right? They got Tua there. Could he back up there? No. I mean, they got Teddy Bridgewater.
Who won't say what his role is on the team.
Well.
Teddy won't?
Yeah.
Really?
And that's something for Mike McDaniel to have to figure out, talking only about the guys who are there. And he doesn't have a crystal ball, and it is what it is.
It is,
right?
What it is.
It is what it is, guys.
So
Teddy Two Gloves.
Case Keenum's no longer in Cleveland anymore. He's in Buffalo. Trubisky is in Pittsburgh. Would they, you know, Baker might have to wait through the draft and then to back up as for somebody. Like, why would Seattle flip a draft choice for Baker now if they really like some kid in the draft that they want to go get? What if they like this Desmond Ridder kid out of Cincinnati, right? Why would you go get Baker now if you can get him in the draft? If you don't get him in the draft, then you go get Baker. Like, that's the way I think this is going to play out. Now, watch, obviously, during our show today, Baker gets traded.
To who, though?
I don't know, guys. I don't know. And I don't think he does either. How about this for just wild? Because you just try to plug and play with histories and who knows who. That's how Marcus Mariota wound up in Atlanta, right? Even if, just how about this one? How about Arizona, right? There's Murray, there's him, there's Kingsbury. I mean, and so, but they have Colt McCoy, who, by the way, you could sit here and say, Colt McCoy. Colt McCoy won some significant football games for this team last year.
Perfect backup quarterback.
Okay?
Yeah.
Why would you swap out Colt McCoy for Baker Mayfield? I literally just said that. And I know Browns fans are like, you know, it's kind of heresy to say that. That's a Heisman Trophy winning first overall drafted quarterback. But the reality of the situation is boots on the ground and on depth charts, I have no idea where he can wind up as a starter in this league right now. Unless Seattle comes and gets him. But if Seattle likes a kid in the draft, why would they use draft capital to fill up their quarterback room with somebody who costs like $18 million this year? I honestly don't know what his options are other than to sit and wait and see how it all plays out.
I think that's his only option, right?
I don't. Well, I mean, because the Colts just filled up a spot, and Atlanta just filled up a spot, and you could sit there and say, what about Houston? They don't have it. They got Davis Mills, who, by the way, was the second best rookie quarterback last year in terms of production and winning and looking like he knows the role. And, you know, Houston had a shot at him in the trade and didn't take him. Honestly, don't know, guys. That's the current snapshot.
Love it.
Rich, sit around. I mean, Mike White, you make fun of him. Why would the Jets take Baker? You know, $18 million backup. If he loses the, he's going to lose the quarterback, you know, competition in New York. They're going to start their rookie no matter what. You could sit there. Nick Foles is the backup in Chicago. Yeah, you got to have him sitting there because Justin Fields is clearly the guy there. You're not going to have somebody who's guaranteed $18 million to back up. Like, and I, the quarterback competition between him and Drew Lock in Seattle that would be, you know, materialized, I think Mayfield would win just on salary cap cost alone. But if Seattle likes any of these kids in the draft to go get and say, we'll just live with Drew Lock for a year, or maybe throw this kid in the deep end of the pool and get him going because we need to start winning sooner rather than later for our head coach. Plain and simple, I just do not know what the scoop is for Baker Mayfield, and I don't think he knows either right now. Let's take a break. We've got four guests today. In studio, hour number three is the comedian Adam Ray, who's a diehard Seattle fan. We'll have a good chat with him. Also on this program, Kelvin Sampson will be joining us, the University of Houston head coach. They just bounced Illinois despite losing two of their best players from last year's Final Four team due to injury in December. They're in the Sweet 16 getting to take on Arizona. How about that in the South region? And in studio at hour number two, he's got a new movie coming out in studio and theaters near you on Friday and then on Netflix on April 1st called The Bubble. The director and writer Judd Apatow in studio in person. We've got a great celebrity, true or false, nice, for a guy who's been associated, been directing This Is 40, 40-year-old virgin. He was a producer of Anchorman, director of Trainwreck, Knocked Up, Forgetting Sarah Marshall. I mean, there's so much to hit him with, and he's he's apparently a diehard Met fan because he was also part of the 30 for 30 documentary on Dwight Gooden and Daryl Strawberry.
So we can commiserate.
Oh, my God. We have so much to talk with him about. But let's take a break because we've got a member of the Fab Five coming up.
Oh, right.
He was in the victorious Michigan locker room the other day, taking videos, hugging it out with Juwan Howard. Chris Webber.
Hey.
Going to be joining us on this program. When we come back, it'll be a great conversation. And I definitely want to ask him if he believes, after LeBron dropped a triple-double on the Cavs yesterday, that LeBron's having, quote-unquote, the time of his life for the ninth-seeded Lakers. Can't wait to talk to C-Web about all of that. Take a break when we come back right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Callaway Odyssey Putter. I'm using it. You should, too. Number one putter on tour. Number one putter on every major tour. 37 major championships being participated in across the PGA, LPGA, and Champions Tours in 2021. More pros played an Odyssey putter in those majors, and none won major championships in 2021 with any other putter than an Odyssey. How about that? They were awesome. And Xander Schauffele brought home gold using an Odyssey putter. Being the number one putter on tour, though, takes more than a good year. We have to get consistent performance and a steady stream of game-changing innovations. They can't just sit back and say, we're awesome, you should use it. They've got to keep on innovating, and they have. First of all, with the legendary White Hot insert, the new TriHot 5K is mind-blowing. A classic blade, forgiveness of a mallet, that's nuts, but it works like a charm. And an example of why the best players in the world rely on Odyssey putters when it matters most. So you should definitely check it out. The Odyssey, the number one putter on tour. Find yours at odysseygolf.com. Back with Chris Webber when we come back on the program. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people, or as you might know from their jingle, O-O-O, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, terrestrial radio outfit. Oh, boy, did you miss something. Go to youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show for the
watch Rich Eisen filling himself.
Correction of the record. Joining me here is a basketball Hall of Famer, one of the greatest Michigan Wolverines of all time. And he was in the locker room, and the victorious locker room, after Michigan made its fifth consecutive Sweet 16. On behalf of his good Fab Five friend and head coach of the Michigan Wolverines, Juwan Howard, the great Chris Webber is here on the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line. How are you doing, C-Web?
Hey, what's up, Rich? And I'm so glad you admitted, you know, how wrong you were with that omission segment.
Yes, sir.
A good man.
Thank you.
You know, always make sure he goes back and apologizes, and so make sure you let people know what's going on right now.
Yeah, I did. I left out the fact yesterday when I was crowing about the Michigan Wolverine athletic situation, and by situation I mean kicking ass and name taking, that I forgot to mention that the Michigan hockey team is number one ranked currently in the hockey tournament. So, do you ever spend any time in the great Yost Ice Arena, Chris? You ever do that back in the day?
Oh yeah. You know, I went to games there, and I used to go to Red Wings games, and I used to love it. It was like football, you know, football on ice. So, yeah, I was definitely a big fan. All Michigan athletics, but I definitely got to a couple games up there at Yost.
Do you bang on the glass? Are you a glass banger when you go to a hockey game, Chris?
I got to bang on the glass with my friend Adrian Tenon when he took me to a hockey game in high school, and that was the best moment. But at Yost, no, I probably was up at the top
best.
Acting stupid with the rest of the
What was it like to be just hugging it out with Juwan after that? I saw you went right up to him, and you guys were hopping up and down and hugging each other. Walk me through that moment from the other day, Chris.
It was awesome. So first, shout out to the Michigan fans there and the family there. And I was sitting there with people. It was so funny that I'd known over 30 years that were personal friends of Juwan's. And so that was awesome. And then, you know, Ray Jackson really is the impetus of coming back to all the games and hanging out. He's been, just getting me out all the time, and so he's been on me. And so we were going to go back to a game before, and we didn't get a chance to. And so, you know, that moment hugging Juwan, Ray kind of moves out the way because he wants us to have our home moment. And then he brings us in, and you know, Juwan and I communicate all the time. We talk, we see each other. I love his family. His wife is wonderful. However, I haven't been there to support him. And so I was so nervous that, you know, I just went over to hug him. And then, like, let's go, you know? And then he starts jumping and hugging, and my knee's hurting, and so I'm trying to jump it myself. But it was just a special moment, man. It was just true joy. That's all I can say. It was just true joy seeing the underdogs get the win and being there to support.
And then you went in the locker room. I saw that video. That was fun. That was great. You know?
Yeah, man.
But I'm serious. What is it like for you to be back in a Michigan basketball locker room like that, Chris?
Yeah, you know, it's something that, it was surreal, but at the same time, it was, familiar. You know what I mean? I'm fans. I've known Juwan since he's been in diapers. The other players there, I've known some, seen them grow up. And so to me, Howard Eisley, the great offensive coordinator there, I played against him in high school and in NBA. And so him being from Detroit. So to me, I grew up a Michigan and Michigan State fan. Obviously, Michigan is the better school and situation, obviously. But, just growing up in the state of Michigan, it's like watching 89 when they were winning and, winning a championship and watching Vermeil hit the free throws. You know what I mean? So it was just so familiar to feel good. Like I can't express. I'm not trying to downplay it in any way. It felt so good, but part of it feeling good was the familiarity of it. You know what I mean? It wasn't an outsider or, anything else. It was just awesome to be there. So and it was the kids' time to shine. They won. It happened the right way. No one stole their shine. And so it was just the perfect situation. And even seeing, Chandler in the back, Kennedy, I'm such a fan of his. And even just as a competitor, when I saw him in the back and we're hugging, all I was telling him is that I'm proud of him and that I'm glad he's crying because it means that he wanted to win. Like, you deserve to cry. Everyone doesn't deserve to cry. They can laugh. They can say this. That's because they're quitters and they're scared of failure. So who cares about haters who are scared of failure? The man in the arena quote kind of. And telling him to embrace it because only guys that really want it are the ones that do it. And I'm proud of you because I know when you go to the NBA, these emotions will still be in you, whether it's this year, the next year. And so just proud of all the kids' effort. The big fella from, Michigan, our guards, our guard play, guys that were on the bench that waited to come in the right time. And being able to really let them know, like, who cares about what's going on social media, this era. You guys are great because you came together as a team. So it was just really good being able to reinforce, those positive messages because as an athlete, that's all it's about.
Chris Webber here on the Rich Eisen Show, and we're seeing the video of Juwan jumping up and down with the players and water being thrown in the air, and it's just a joyous locker room. And I got to just bring it up too. The shot of that went viral, as well it should, of Juwan, of Coach Howard, hugging a member of Tennessee's team that was crying on the line, on the handshake line, and hugging this kid, in contrast to what happened on the handshake line at Wisconsin, is stark to say the least. It is remarkable. And now Coach Howard is going to the Sweet 16. This young man is not going there. I'm wondering what your thought was when Juwan was going through his suspension and you saw what had happened on the line in Wisconsin and the conversation that was a national conversation about Juwan Howard, Chris Webber.
Yeah, and I'll get to that. And that young man, his name is Kennedy Chandler, and Juwan recruited him and wanted him bad at the University of Michigan. And he has a wonderful mother and father, and we were talking to him in the back. And so that's who Juwan is. Who else can hug you except a guy that's had, I think, one thing about empathy, empathy has definitely an understanding for it and a sensitivity, but true empathy holds you accountable because you've been there before. And you can say, hey, I know you've been there, but you still can't do that. So when I watched the game, I couldn't believe it. What transpired in that game in the line. I communicated with Juwan weeks before, weeks after, the day of, all that good stuff. From the second that it was, and the second being with me maybe an hour after the game, he communicated, how sorry he was. And if anyone knows Juwan, he's a man of conviction. But just as happy as he was, joining the team, emotionally happy, he was just as distraught, on the other end. And more so for the representation of, his family. He knew he could get a coaching job. I think it was reported that 9 NBA teams called him right away that next day. And he didn't care about any of that. He cared about the young men in the locker room. So that's who he is. And so while that, surprised me, and there's no excuse for it, and it didn't surprise me, how caring he was, and the fact that, you know, you really got to think about it. For the young man to go over there and to speak to Juwan and speak to myself after means something from Juwan's perspective, you know, because, you know, yeah, Juwan's going to console a kid, right? But how many times has a kid from another team, no disrespect to his coach, but heads the other way to the other coach that just beat him and just says, you know, and just falls in your arms. So says a lot about who he is, and a long time before this incident ever happened. And again, he's taken, and he better take, and he has taken, and he needs to move forward, but he's taken full responsibility for it. And, you know, thank God he gets an opportunity through these moments that aren't planned to show who he really is.
Well, you know the X's and O's, too. What makes Juwan Howard a good coach, Chris?
I think IQ. I think having been in the game so long, played so long, the great mentoring of coaches that he has, you know. Everybody talks about the Popovich tree, which you should, but he's under the Riley tree. And so I think one of the things is that he's made adjustments. He's been in the game in the transition, I think, like yourself or any of these other, you know, great guys in the media. I think not that the younger generation doesn't have an advantage by being familiar, but I think there's an advantage to context and being an advantage to transition. So, you know, I'm not trying to date you, but I'm sure you were on TV with VCRs.
Yes, they might have set the VCR for a sports center back in the day, you know, Chris. Yeah,
you know, yeah. I used to be in the studio with DATs and things like that. But I think that when you see new technology, new situation, that it just makes you, you know, it just gives you a better context. And I think that his empathy, his context, he's the age of their parents. He has a kid in school. You know, he knows what you're going through. And I think that sensitivity really holds him accountable. Again, you know, he's you know, since I met him, you know, all the guys, some of the best men that I know. So I'm definitely not surprised with who he is as a family man first and then as a coach.
Chris Webber, Basketball Hall of Famer, here on the Rich Eisen Show for a few more minutes. Okay, let me just talk a little NBA with you, if you don't mind. Last night, LeBron dropped a triple-double on Cleveland, and it was quite a moment for him as well. You know, when he soaked in the thunderous applause when they put up on the scoreboard that he passed Karl Malone for second most points in the history of the NBA. He said he's having the time of his life. Do you believe him when you hear that for a team that's mired in ninth right now in the West, Chris?
You know what? Yes, and I think that he has to have the time of his life because he knows that time is fleeting. So I think, I think the most underrated story in sports is that he passed Karl Malone, number two. I mean, I can't imagine in baseball if someone was, you know, past number two and was on, you know, a couple years away or whatever. So, that to be having triple doubles at this age, to go back to his hometown and do it, I mean, and yes, in a true argument, I would say, well, you know, it hasn't been broken because other guys couldn't come until they were 22 and they played more games. And we can say all of that, but what he has just done is the most incredible thing that we've ever seen. And so he's made up clubs as far as the 40-10-10 club or whatever clubs that he's had. So hopefully he is enjoying it because I tell you what, he hates losing. So it's either going crazy hating losing or trying to find that balance, you know, in the rainbow. So he needs to embrace being able to chase some personal goals. But I know it's killing him that, you know, they better play well because they may not even make the play in. So hopefully he is enjoying it while working his ass off to try to make it to the playoffs.
Yeah, there's 10 games to go, and the aforementioned Greg Popovich is the team that can, you know, maybe get in as a 10th seed. They're two behind the Pelicans and three behind the Lakers, who are currently ninth. I guess it's an open-ended question. Do you think the Lakers have won two of three? They're talking about maybe going on a special run. Who the heck knows? But it doesn't look good at all. Right? I mean, like, what do you think about the Lakers' chances, Chris?
Yeah, I think there's teams we can root for as fans, but I think the great thing about all of the leagues are that it's so competitive. So, you know, I don't know. I think it's going to be tough. You know, like, LeBron had to have a triple-double. They've been winning over all these incredible things that they've had to do to maintain it, and it just seems as if it would be hard to maintain this, even though they're trying to move up. So, you know, I would say just as the guy that loves basketball, it doesn't look great for them. But with LeBron and what he's been doing, they always have a chance. But even in the play-in series, and I know people are like, anything can happen that way, it's just really hard to fight without this consistency, whether you're them or a great team like Golden State. I just think there's just, you know, so much accountability with officiating now. I think there's so much parity. I think the fans are so smart that you're not going to slip anything over them. And so being that all those eyes are in, anyone has a chance. And, you know, I think that's all they're saying is just let us get to the eighth seed and we can do anything. And hopefully they do, because it'll make a great playoff series.
Who's your team in the East? What do you think, Chris?
I'm sorry?
Who's the team in the East if you had to choose one? What do you think?
I think you still got to – My favorite team, the team that's most fun to watch, it has to be, you know, to me it has to be Brooklyn. You know, I really like what with Harden
right.
and the Sixers have there, but I just don't think they have enough scoring. You know, the reason why I really like Brooklyn is because everyone undervalues the Seth Curry trade or the fact that this team got shooters. This team has shooters now. So at the end of the day, remember what we said a few years ago about Philly? They don't have shooters? Well, they still don't have shooters, and they still don't have a bench. And, yes, Embiid is playing great ball, and Harden playing great ball, but the reason why it's hard for them to close is because they don't have those closers at the end. And if DeAndre Drummond, if he just plays his role, he doesn't try to post up or go one-on-one, none of that, just rebound, tip the ball in, and play defense, then I think, you know, Brooklyn has a chance, but Antetokounmpo and those guys have something to say. But I think Brooklyn definitely is going to be the most fun to watch.
All right, Chris, before I let you go, you always like jumping in at the end of our conversations to talk about this subject. So I'll just set you up on who the Super Bowl winning quarterback was this past year.
So first of all, I'd like to shout out a friend, if I could, and
please,
some partners at Coinlectibles and Toby O'Connor. We have some special things this week.
Oh.
And I was telling my friends, yeah, we got some special things to announce. Hopefully, you know, you'll let me back on. And
well,
we're
course.
Doing some wonderful things in the NFT, the metaverse, and signing and experiences with all type of athletes. But as I was telling them the other day, football, I can't say it's my favorite sport, because that would be kind of blasphemous, but it is tied for my favorite sport.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember coming on a friend of mine's show last year and telling them that, you know, I bet that my quarterback in my T.O. voice, I think I even texted him a couple times, probably getting on his nerves during the year, saying, remember what I told you, and Matthew Stafford. All the people that called and hated on my Twitter account and Instagram because I said Matthew Stafford was going to win and Aaron Donald was the best and Cooper Kupp. And everybody, you know, I just want to say, I told you so.
I love that wind up. I love it. I love it because I'm looking right now at my phone. I believe this was after the NFC Championship game.
Okay.
A certain friend, you know, who may have been a member of the Fab Five, texted me, that's my, with all caps, MY, quarterback. And there's 9 exclamation points at the end of it. And underneath it, it says sent with Siri. So I don't know, how do you get 9 exclamation points when you send something with Siri, Chris Weber? How do you do
me
that?
Me and Siri have a special relationship. And I was screaming. I was screaming in the phone. So Siri knew what time it was. I told her early, too, that when the trade happened, don't worry, Siri. We're allowing him to go there so he can win a championship, you know. So
but
she knew it was up.
I didn't get one after the Super Bowl. That's kind of weird, I'll be honest with you, Chris. I was expecting it. I got it a handful of times, and then after the ultimate, I didn't get one. But that, I was hoping you were okay. But that's pretty cool.
Oh yeah, I probably, you know. Did you see Aaron Donald on the bus when he was, you know, when he took off his shirt and all that stuff? That's what I was doing with my gut here at home. So that's all. I was just celebrating, man.
I know, and it looks like the Rams might be set up to try and do it again. You know what I'm saying? But it's entirely possible.
They do. You got to let me back on and make another prediction. I think I earned that with, you know, a football savant like yourself. If I get lucky one year, at least got to let me come back on and see if I can get lucky. But I got to you know, I got to look through, you know, some scouting reports and consult with a couple GMs, and then I'll get back to you and let you know my picks are for this upcoming season.
Okay, very good.
Rich, nine exclamation points, Stafford. Where's the number nine? That
I think that's nine exclamation points.
So that makes
sense.
Yeah,
one for every.
She,
right.
No, I'm,
okay, there
I'm
you go.
Telling you, she's a Stafford fan as well.
Okay. Serious. Well, Chris, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. And I'll just be honest with you, seeing you next to Ray Jackson and hugging out with Juwan Howard at a Michigan NCAA tournament win, and then you in the locker room, and you seeing you with the Block M on your chest, you know, wearing the gear, is pretty cool, man. Speaking on behalf of all Wolverines, glad to see it.
And on behalf of myself, I just thank all the Wolverines that were patient. And the one thing that, you know, again, Juwan and I have never had any turmoil. We've always been there. But hopefully this is the start for, you know, the enjoyment of all five of us to be back, which I think it will. And it was really cool. Last thing before I get off, I came home and my son had on my old college varsity jacket. My wife pulled it out the you know what? I'm going to post that right now since I came on your show. But
okay.
My wife had a picture of him, and I came home and I saw him there. It was pretty cool. So many more moments to share, but it was special, my friend. And thank you over the years for, you know, always pushing me forward for that. So
of course. Cool. Absolutely. All five of you, huh? Because, hey, look, man, if Ray Allen and KG are hugging it out, let's go. Chris, you know what I'm saying?
Right? Yeah, man. That's all, you know.
If there's water under that bridge, there's no other bridge that water can't be under. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt, man. All love.
Okay.
All love.
Take care of yourself, Chris Weber. We'll look for that picture. Be well. Thanks again. Always a
no
pleasure.
Doubt,
thanks again. Right
thanks.
Back at you. Chris Weber, everybody. Right here on the Rich Eisen Show. All five. You heard that, right?
Yeah. It has to happen for the
ground
culture.
Will shake when that happens in the Michigan Wolverine. And I think just NCAA basketball world, writ large.
Well, just
when he said that I used to be on television during when VCRs were around. That's true.
I mean, that is true.
That's true. Again, I think people were VCRing my sports centers when baggy shorts was associated with being unprofessional.
I can confirm this fact. You know what I mean? I was VCRing sports center
in 1996 and 97 and 98.
Funny.
You know, when the Fab Five was beginning to start, you know, who made the pros start to see when they can make their bones in it.
And again, for those who don't remember, man, I was in college back at that time. I didn't dislike Michigan. My buddy Tom Herleman from high school was a huge Michigan fan. But like, though, when the Fab Five came, that changed everything. Like, I had the Michigan uniform, the yellow one, Brockman, and the blue, top and the bottom.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Everybody was rocking Michigan gear, Rich, and as I'm sure you know, it was a phenomenon.
Well,
man.
let's just, and then we'll take a break, just put it all together. That happened at the same time that UNLV was doing it too, right?
Yeah, UNLV kind of started it, and then the Fab Five.
Grandmama and Stacey Augmon.
Plastic Man.
And Tarkanian sucking on towels, and, you know, and then the Fab Five came in, and they were associated with bad boy status too, but just because of what they looked like and their shorts and judging that book by its cover.
Black socks.
You know what I mean? And that's not cool, but they made what their image was cool, which is an amazing, amazing feat in and of itself.
Yeah.
And now one of them's a Sweet 16 coach.
How about that?
All right, let's take a break. I'm gonna pull it together when we come back on the Rich Eisen Show. Kelvin Sampson coming up soon from Houston. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
If I bought Costas' number, I'd FaceTime him.
And Brockman's trying to convince me to FaceTime Bob Costas to wish him a happy birthday. Like pull a Shannon Sharp on Bob Costas.
Well, I mean,
we're not trying to get trade information.
Yeah. And we can't actually hear the call.
Yeah, ready to roll on the Rich Eisen show.
Yeah,
we're ready, Rich. All right, everybody FaceTime somebody and let's see who's the first person to get an answer.
Oh, my goodness.
If one of my friends had a birthday today, I would FaceTime him.
Happy birthday, Bob Costas. All right, I'm going to text him to say I'd like to call him and wish him a happy birthday on the air. Okay? Why is that weak? Why is that weak? Why do I have to FaceTime him on the air?
That's way more fun.
Yeah, but why would he? It's way more fun, what, just to surprise him with a FaceTime?
Yeah, it's his birthday. I want a surprise.
And, like, what if he is doing something? Then that's cool. Then he's just like, oh, I'm in France, and we're out to dinner, and hey, this is an awesome moment.
Hey, when there's a party for you on your birthday, and you don't know about it, and you walk in the room, what does everybody say?
Surprise!
Okay, there you go. That's what we
do. Not a damn debate, guys.
That's right. It's not a debate.
All right, give me the number. I'll FaceTime.
No. He's my friend.
Hey, what did he call me? He called me a jerk or something. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Come on.
Oh, he told you to shut up. That's a drop. He told you to shut up.
Come on.
I said that should have been on your Twitter bio.
Both went to Syracuse.
What did you say to make him tell you to shut up?
Something about baseball, right?
It was something about one of the rules or the shifts or something. I'd be like, oh, it wasn't half bad.
Bob's like, shut up.
Yeah. Hold on. I forget what it was.
I don't know how have you buried Bob Costas telling Brockman to shut up?
I got 20,000 things you guys asked me to play. Seriously, if you guys said, Mike, play something, do you have any idea the amount of crap that is all over? That, like, I mean, there's no, like, semblance of, like,
you do realize you do realize that you're admitting you're thoroughly disorganized.
Yes, I'm going to openly admit.
And, Mike, you also realize
I have no problem. I won't even argue with that.
Mike, you also realize we now see your screen and we see you're looking at YouTube during the show, right?
I'm looking at Twitter, number one. And it's
okay, well, Twitter. By the way.
Oh, no. he had an ingest idea to fix MLB extra innings, and I was like, "That's not that bad." And he told me,
"You
shut up.
Said you didn't mind."
There was something, and I was
Ghost
just like,
Runners.
And
you're anti Ghost Runner, right?
But I was just like, "Oh, that's not that bad." And he told me to be quiet because I tweeted,
which
he
still
it.
Can't find because his system.
The file's corrupt.
Because it doesn't exist.
And then one year when we were in New York, you're Bob corrupt. Did play-by-play. Hey,
shut up.
There it is.
That's for all of you.
Hey, shut up.
That's for everybody in the room.
Hey, shut up.
From me.
I forget what it was. What was his idea? But he was just kidding, obviously.
No, I think he legitimately told you to shut up.
No, he was just kidding about
Syracuse violence.
Yeah, he was.
Did he text you back?
I haven't texted him yet because I'm too busy hosting the program.
We can handle
that. I can't do everything.
I can't do everything.
Whoa. I can't have everything ready.
Don't.
That's one of my other favorite drops.
I will say I did think Mike was going to miss that drop.
There you go.
Here's a video of Bob. He was doing narration of us play-by-play frying eggs while we were in New York.
Frying pizza. Not pizza. We were doing the pizza.
Oh, that pizza. Oh, that's good.
Kelvin Sampson in hour two and Judd Apatow in studio. Do you see Kelvin Sampson was taking his shirt off? He took his shirt off.
It was so amazing.
It was really funny.
You saw that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have it? You want to hit it? It's apparently gone viral, as the kids say.
As it should have.
You know? Guy celebrating a win over Illinois. By the way, which was the top seed in last year's tournament in their region. They never faced him because they lost to Illinois-Chicago. I mean, to Loyola-Chicago. Look at him go. There he goes.
That's amazing.
How old is he?
go, but Samson's 66.
Bring him more. Bring it.
By the way, champagne in the eyes.
That's got to sting.
That looks like water, though.
I don't think it's champagne, guys. It's water and Gatorade. Right. You don't have champagne in college locker rooms. There's still at least some fig leaf in college sports.
Hey, Joe Burrow's smoking cigars.
That's different.
Yeah, I think that's different. By the way,
well, you can be 18
Do I ask
that's
Kelvin?
That's true, right? Yeah.
I have a question for Kelvin if they beat Arizona.
What's the question?
I'm not going to tell it.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to tell us.
I thought it was something you wanted to
say it here. It's called saving the gold.
Gotcha.
It's gold. It's gold, Jerry. TJ. It's gold. I tell you.
It's the best, Jerry.
Why don't they call it round team?
Why do you like Banna so much?
It's gold.
I'm putting up a poll. I'm going to shame you into doing it.
Which is what? Why won't Rich FaceTime Bob Costas on live television?
Should we FaceTime Bob to wish him a happy birthday?
Twitterverse is going to say, of course you should do it.
I'm just going to say this.
Like Twitter, would anybody on Twitter who votes in this poll question have the ability to FaceTime Bob Costas? No. So you're not in my shoes. It's ridiculous. It's a stupid poll question on its face.
I think poll questions
in general are stupid.
If Susie was hosting the day, Chris, why don't you FaceTime Bob Costas?
Why do you hate fun?
Why do I hate fun?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? What?
Is he like Clark Griswold?
Dude, you have a Steve Austin piggy bank in front of you that's been signed by the man himself because he was here on the show.
Yeah, but what's that got to do with Bob Costas?
That's called fun. He has no fun around here.
Look, I'm saying
I'm against fun. I'm anti-fun. I've got a magic eight ball to tell me the answer. Do I have fun? Do I know fun?
Susie would do it, Rich.
Magic eight ball to call
magic
Bob.
Magic eight ball says yes. The magic eight ball says yes. I know how to have fun.